If you're up a little before dawn over the next month, you may want to go outside and view another celestial treat, complements of most of the solar system. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Five, count them, five planets, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter, will span the sky together in the early morning hours from January 20th to February 20th, and all visible to the naked eye.
Having all the visible planets on one side of the sun, isn't that rare? I can remember it five or six times in my life.
Wayne Wooten is an astronomer who lectures at Pensacola State College and the University of West Florida.
About midnight, Jupiter's going to be rising real bright over in the east. And then about 2 o'clock, you'll see reddish Mars rising in the southeast. And then in about an hour before dawn, you'll have Saturn, Venus, and very close to the sun, Mercury rising.
Within an hour to 45 minutes before daybreak, Jupiter should be well over in the western sky. Mars will be well up in the south, but not quite overhead. Then there's the alignment of Saturn, Venus, and Mercury, relatively close to the sun in the east just before dawn. Jupiter and Venus will be by far the easiest to spot.
Venus, it will be the brightest of the bunch. Jupiter will be rising about midnight and well up all the morning. Mars will be reddish. Saturn will be fairly bright. Mercury, because it's so close to the sun, probably will be most challenging of the bunch.
Neptune, Uranus, and the dwarf planet Pluto are in the evening sky and still require a telescope. Of course, the ability to view the alignment depends on the weather, but in this area, there should be some clear early mornings on tap.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
And if you're among the malcontents who aren't satisfied with a five-planet alignment, Comet Catalina is making its closest run by Earth this week. But there's no threat. It's about 67 million miles away and won't be visible to the naked eye.
There are several comets out. There's one that's passing relatively close to the Earth, but it's a small one, and it's not visible without binoculars. I'm thinking right now about people who are just out walking their dog in the morning. They're not going to notice the comet.
Looking ahead to 2016, PSC astronomer Wayne Wooten says no eclipses are coming up, but there's a transit of Mercury. It will move between Earth and the Sun on May 11th. The next big event is about a year and a half away.
August 21st, 2017, we have a total solar eclipse sweeping about 400 miles north of us through Kentucky, Tennessee, northern Georgia, South Carolina. We will see 82% coverage here, but I would suggest anybody that can get up to the center line, see the total solar eclipse. It will be something you tell your grandchildren about.
For more information on the so-called naked eye planets, now through February 20th, you can visit nasa.gov, astronomy.com, earthsky.org, and Sky and Telescope. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.